All right.
Okay, I was going to comment on you asked the question, how are you going to defeat the enemy with a pitcher and a torch? Which that's what Gideon's army did. And we're the pitcher, in case everybody didn't know that, we're the pitcher. And when this pitcher is broken, that's when the light and glory of God is going to shine. And that's what's going to be to defeat the enemy. And until that pitcher is broken, that light's not going to be very visible. So that's what we all need to be working on right now, is giving up this life of our own so that the life of God can come forth. And then just a couple other little things I was going to comment on the judging. Let's just say that you and I work in a factory and we install the metal handles on plastic buckets. And let's say I can do 10 of them an hour and you can only do 4 of them an hour. Well, all I'm trying to do is my job the best I can, you know, and yet you're going to think I'm judging you because I can do more of those handles than you can. And that's the way the people react, is when you're following God more closely than they are, they feel like you're judging them. But you're not judging them. You're just carrying on your life the best you can and doing what you think's the right thing to do. And just so, like an example to that is, let's just say that you've decided that you're not going to go to movies at the theater because they're bad for you spiritually. So everybody that thinks it's okay to go to movies at the theater, they're going to accuse you of being legalistic and bound up. Oh, you're so bound you can't even go to a movie. And actually, it's just the opposite. You're as free as a bird to go, but you don't want to. They're the ones that are bound because they feel like they have to. And so I'm just saying that to warn everybody that, you know, that's what comes against you. Be prepared for it, because it's going to get worse and worse. The world is getting worse and worse. So as you follow God, they're going to be coming at you from every end and every way. And you're not even going to be, you know, conscious of what they're claiming you're doing. All you're doing is just trying to follow God. So that's coming upon us. Mark was talking about how crazy this world is getting. I can't believe it either. Some of the things these people are thinking and saying, it's got to be spiritual, because it's so out of whack and off the charts that it's like, are you kidding me? You think that? So anyway, that's all I wanted to say.
And these people that are crazy have gotten into the highest realms of government. They have worked their way in there. And you know what? There are righteous people that have voted for some of these people and helped put them into these high places of office. The other thing I was thinking of, Mike, is when they say, well, let's all go out to a bar and let's have a big party and let's all get to drinking and having a good time out in the bar, and you say, no, I don't want to go. Well, they have a term. I don't know if they use it in other countries, but in America they say, oh, you're goody two shoes. Whatever that means, I don't know what it means. Goody two shoes. You just think you're a little goody two shoes. You're better than us, you know? And it isn't just saying it is said with a very hostile attitude, like you're judging us, so you should come and do what we do so that we don't feel judged. You come and be just one of the boys here, one of the girls, just be like us, and then you won't be judging us.
Yeah, you hear that over people saying you're judgmental, you know, and they quote, you're not supposed, you know, don't judge because you'll be judged, and they quote all kinds of scriptures about it. And actually, the scripture says the spiritual man judgeth all things, and
Yes.
it's just that we see it and recognize it and are aware of it, you know. And one other little thought that came to my mind when you said that Noah was the eighth person. I'm pretty sure the number 8 means new beginnings.
Yes, it
Right.
does.
And that was a new beginning there of starting the earth off again with righteousness.
Yes, eight,
That's
number eight, new beginning.
I have a little thing I want to add in the matter of Gideon, in the matter of the pots, the pitcher and the torch. There is one other, let me call it weapon that we should remember, the trumpets. There was a trumpet and then the pitcher and the torch. So the trumpet represents the word of God, the proclamation of the word of God, of the counsel of God. It's a very strong weapon in battle. In fact, the Bible calls it the sword of the Spirit. And the Lord wants his people to stick firmly to his word. Many people are taken because they are not well grounded in the word of God. But if we get grounded in the word of God, if we thank God for the type of ministry we are partaking of, where we are well taught of the word, we are made to understand the true counsel of God. If we take it with all our hearts and let the word of God dwell richly in us, we'll be able, like the Gideon's army, to have victory over the things that the world wants to bring. Amen.
Amen.
That's one, that's another one I want us to look at concerning Noah in Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 14 and verse 20. Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 14 and verse 20. Maybe I should start from verse 12. The word of the Lord came again to me, saying, Son of man, when the land sinneth against me by trespassing grievously, then will I stretch out my hand upon it and will break the staff of the bread thereof, and will send famine upon it, and will cut off man and beast from it. Though these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it, they should deliver by their own souls by their righteousness, said the Lord God. It's repeated in verse 20. He said, okay, let's take it from 18. Though these three men were in it, as I live, said the Lord God, they shall deliver neither sons nor daughters, but they only shall be delivered themselves. Or if I send a pestilence into that land and pour out my fury upon it in blood to cut off from it man and beast, though Noah, Daniel, and Job were in it, as I live, said the Lord God, they shall deliver neither son nor daughter. They shall but deliver their own souls by their righteousness.
Amen.
So their righteousness delivers their souls, and automatically, like we're saying, condemns those who are not in righteousness, so that they have no excuse. The Bible says, thou hast no excuse, O man. So they have no excuse. They cannot say to God, see, you are God, you don't understand the situation men pass through being men. Because God will say, see. See Noah, see this man, see this man. They were your fellow men, men of. And the very serious one here is that God is saying that this Noah company cannot save their sons and their daughters. So it is a strong warning to us. So I cannot say, well, I sat under the ministry of a man like Brother Tusio. Brother Bert, Brother Mark, Brother Daniel, I sat under their ministry, therefore I ought to be saved. And my sons cannot say, well, Urias is my father, therefore I ought to be saved.
Mm.
Every man must work out his own salvation with fear and trembling. Righteousness is required, holiness is required, and there is no other way but the righteousness of faith that comes through belief in Jesus Christ, walking in his counsel, obeying him. That is the Noah complete. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I like that term, the Noah Company.
He mentioned the word trumpet, and I was just going to say that when the Bible uses trumpet, it means a message. And you could ask, well, what makes you think that? Well, the trumpet is the instrument used to bring a message. Like when it goes, that means time to go to sleep. That means time to get up. Or that means charge. So the trumpet is seen as the instrument used to bring a message. So when God says the seventh trumpet sounded or whatever, it means he's bringing a message.
Yes, a trumpet is an announcement. Well, there's a lot in Noah. That was another verse that I hadn't thought of, Brother Urias, the one in Ezekiel, where he says, Noah and Daniel and Job were in it, righteous men. They would be saved, but not even their own children if they turn against him. You know, it was 20 years ago when I had that heart attack, and I began talking like Job, and I was telling how I didn't deserve to have the heart attack and how good I was and that I'd never been a smoker and a drinker and all these things. And the Lord spoke to me and he said, Job's complaint. And of course, that really hit me hard, and I began to repent. But after I repented, I thought, oh, I'm so glad I got compared to Job. I certainly wouldn't want to be compared to that son of Solomon or Ahab or one of these fellows, you know, compared to Job. Praise the Lord. Well, we've got more. Like I said, we should look into this. What is this thing about that Noah was told to seal this thing with pitch? And we should understand what the sealing. God is going to be having to seal us. Seal is talked about in Ezekiel, in Revelation, those that are sealed. We need to take a look at that door on the ark, see what God has to say about that. And maybe there's more. You all be thinking about that too. Maybe you can help share some things that I would never think of. Well, it looks like we've come to an end for today.
Mark.
Yeah, go ahead, Madeline.
I wanted to share something. along the lines of what Mike said about the trumpet. And back in 1988, when I went in to pray for my mother in her house, just before I entered into the house, I heard the trumpet of the Lord. But I never really focused on everything until after everything was done. And I kind of thought that when the trumpet went off, I kind of thought that in my mind that it was the coming of the Lord, that the Lord was there and to bring salvation to my mother and my father. And that's what I kind of was thinking about. But that when Mike said about the trumpet, you know, having a message behind it, you know, that probably was a part of it too. So I just, you know, thank God that he is in our life and a part of our life. And I would like him to be all of my life.
Hallelujah.
Well, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. And what we read last week is there are great trumpets, the trumpet of the Lord, the archangel sounding the trumpet. So there's going to be some very strong announcements that are going to be made to mankind at that time. Very strong and very powerful.
Amen.
Are going to be made. It's going to shake a lot of heaven and a lot of hell.
Did you want to say anything?
Doesn't matter.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, then let us bring our meeting to a close. Let me turn the recording off.